36-yard line. Move the chains for the Pirates.
This is looking familiar as you see Casey Sweeney kind of hurt that defense of the Pirates, and now Michael Anderson doing his best effort to do the same thing as he keeps it for himself around the outside and pretty easily gets past that first down marker and goes out of bounds. Gets 6 yards and a fresh set of downs for the Pirates.
At the 26-yard line, right to left across your radio, Harvey Beach coming up to the line. Going to keep it tight with a three-man backfield. Devin Puff, Devin Finkel, and Ethan Hessling. Under center, Michael Anderson, the junior play caller. Hand off right up the middle to Devin Finkel, trying to get anything positive there, and the forward progress pushes the file forward out to the 30-yard line, and somehow a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by number 57, Adam Weber, on that front defensive line for the Bearcats. Second down, and we'll call it 5 to go.
That's a pretty tough four yards there, I believe.
Yeah.
That Devin Finkel got there on his first carry of the night. I mentioned that we're middle of the second quarter, 8 minutes to go. Devin Finkel gets his first carry finally, and he makes it pay off. Nice 4 yards on first down.
Working off that right hash right at the 30-yard line. Second down, along six maybe. We'll call it 6 yards to go. Anderson surveys the prairie, looks around, finally going for the hard count. Now there's the snap, handoff to Devin Finkel. Breaks free of his first tackle, now gets the ground of his second tackle, has the first down, and all the way down to the 41-yard line. A big 11-yard gain. The first part of contact was after about 2 yards. And finally, Austin Burke was able to bring him down after 11 yards.
Yeah, a tough run there. A motivated senior doesn't want it to be his last game. And when you're in the wing tee, the best thing you can do is be deceptive, like the Bearcats do better than almost any team. Is utilize all your backs, force all the linebackers to maintain gap presence. And that time, the Bearcats do a really nice job of locating the football. They did one thing very badly, and Devin Finkel made him pay. They could not tackle him. He broke a couple tackles, was able to get a nice gain on the ground.
First and 10, it's a handoff to Devin Puff. Breaks free of one tackle and spun down at midfield by Ethan Lemke after a 9-yard gain, as now Harbor Beach is the team starting to get those big chunk plays.
Well, the running game really suffered in the first quarter for Harbor Beach. I don't even know if they had 8 yards rushing in the whole first quarter. Now all of a sudden, Devin Finkel breathes a little life into this offense with a couple really nice runs. They go right back to Devin Puff, and he gets his best run of the game, 9 yards. So that Harbor Beach offense now with the ball right at midfield, driving right to the left across your radio. 6.5 minutes to go in the half. All knotted up at 6. Pirates starting to move.
Early in the second quarter, New Lothrop now 30-0 over Cass City in New Lothrop. 30-0 New Lothrop in the beginnings of the second quarter. Anderson hands off to Devin Finkel. He gets the first down after about a 2-yard gain out across midfield to the 47-yard line. Tackle made by Colton Rosenthal, the senior for the Ubley Bearcats. Move the chains of the 47, according to the spot, inside Ubley territory.
And Colton Rosenthal makes a nice tackle. He's able to hit him right at that first down marker, but Devin Finkel able to just spin right around him just enough to reach that ball across the first down marker and get enough yardage to reset the downs. First down, Harbor Beach.
First down, Harbor Beach, inside Ubley territory. It's all tied up 6-6. And we played about almost exactly half of the second quarter. 18 minutes to play are in. And Troy Shelke calls a timeout. And this will be the first timeout of Harbor Beach in this first half. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. The Harbor Beach Pirates and Ubley Bearcats all tied up at 6 apiece. A classic rivalry in a classic game, this time going for the district championship right here on the WLW Sports Network. 6-6, Ubley and Harbor Beach with 6 minutes left in the second quarter.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry is waterproof and weather resistant, with 3 beautiful colors for you to choose from, 4 stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Harbor Beach from the Ubley 47-yard line, first and 10, right to left across your radio, 6:11 left in the second quarter. 6-6 tie, as this is already the 8th drive of the evening between these two squads. T formation, Anderson under center. Quarterback Huber to the left. As a lead blocker, cuts it back inside and gets tripped up in the backfield, and he falls forward to about the 43-yard line. It'd be number 88, Colton Rosenthal, getting credit for that tackle after, believe it or not, a four-yard gain somehow for Anderson. Second down and six to go for the Pirates at the ugly 43.
The pulling guard there, Anthony Schweitzer, does a nice job, comes over and picks up the defensive back over here. I believe that was Casey Sweeney, but it's a nice block on him that allowed Michael Anderson to kind of hit the brakes and turn it right up field. And lost his footing a little bit, Colton Rosenthal creeping up. I can understand why. He goes down, but a nice four-yard gain for the Pirates off the timeout.
About 2 yards inside the left hash at the 43-yard line. Anderson hands it off to number 42. That'd be Ethan Hessling. He gets out for about 3, maybe even 4 yards, brought down by Colton Rosenthal on the Upley defense to the 39-yard line. Sets down a third down and manageable, about third down and a long two and a half to go.
And don't be surprised Ethan Hessling gets the ball again. This is the games that we've seen Harbor Beach play, that is the guy that they've gone to, because a lot of defenses, number one, aren't scheming for him. And number two, he has a knack to find that first down marker and get just what he needs to give his team a fresh set of downs. So he got his first carry of the game, got 4 yards. Watch for him to get another one here.
Third down, short to go for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the 39-yard line. Hand off to Devin Finkel. He had positive yards, but he was scooped up by Colton Rosenthal at the last minute after just a yard gain. Sets to be fourth down and very short for the Harbor Beach Pirates as the Ubley defense comes strong on third down.
I think you're exactly right. A half a yard short, and that is an excellent open field tackle by Colton Rosenthal. Devin Finkel that time was unable to withstand that first hit and wiggle his way around him and get that extra half a yard. This time it's right to the ground he goes, and it's fourth down and less than one. Pirate offense, I'm sure, will stay on the field. We'll see who gets the call.
Nose of the football at the 38-yard line. They need it down to the 37. Going forward out of the T formation, Anderson under center. Could be very well a quarterback keeper, but instead they hand it off to the third option, and he trips in the backfield, and that was Ethan Hessling, and he completely lost his footing right at that left hash, and this is a turnover on downs. Gives the ball back to the Ubley Bearcats. 3:57 left in the half.
Again, we mentioned in the pregame that this field has gotten quite the amount of rain in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, so seeing a few of them tailbacks, when they hit that spot where they want to pivot and change directions, Ethan Hessling that time wasn't really even trying to change direction, just trying to turn it up and get that momentum. Goes right to the ground to a knee, and that's tough there because that's a play you easily could a quarterback sneak to get your half a yard.
Quarterback keeper to the left, and Casey Sweeney cuts back inside, has positive yardage. Flag flies from behind the play as Casey Sweeney gets out for about 5 yards to the 44-yard line. Tackle made by Devin Finkel, and this is more than likely going to be a hold against the Ubley Bearcats.
Multiple handkerchiefs in the backfield, Clark. That is almost always a hold on the offense.
A block in the back against the offense. The Ubley Bearcats going to get pushed back here. And if it's a block in the back, is that from the spot of the foul, Dave?
I believe so, but either way, a hold, block in the back. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Either way, the Bearcat offense is going backwards. I see no reason why the Pirates would not accept this penalty.
The flag sits at the 36-yard line. They'll mark off 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Block in the back is exactly what it is, so Ubley now back at their own 26-yard line. First down marker is at Klug Road at the 49-yard line. 3 minutes, 50 seconds left in this first half. 6-6, Ubley and Harbor Beach duking it out so far in the district championship.
And that's a couple of tough penalties, but the Harbor Beach defense, though, you got to give them credit. They actually almost over-pursued that quarterback keeper as Casey Sweeney looked like he was heading to the sideline. He cut it upfield, but apparently a hold there allowed that hole to open up, and that's going to cost the Bearcats 10 yards.
T for a wing T to the left. Casey Sweeney rolls to his right on the quarterback keeper, and he's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage by Nathan Seaman. And they say fumble, but they say he was down before that as Casey Sweeney gets out for a gain of just 1 yard out to the 27-yard line. And it's going to be second down in a country mile here as the tackle is made by Nathan Seaman, linebacker, met Casey Sweeney right on that edge and brought him down on that spot.
Nathan Seaman does an excellent job of shedding that offensive blocker and standing up Casey Sweeney. He's able to make contact, hit him, and stand him up just enough for Evan Smolinski to come around and help clean up that tackle to ensure no extra yardage gain. So a big penalty by the Bearcats, a block in the back, sets them way back, and then their next play, a running play that only gets them a yard at most. Bearcats going to need a big play here to get back into it here and have a chance on third down.
Second and 22, and we have a timeout call.